Quack, quack, quack.
Welcome, good. Everybody.
That was really good.
Yeah, thank you. We are Bad From Good, the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies and we quack the question.
Oh, good.
Is this good bad stuff. From good? I wasn't going to actually quack, like, how do you quack? Is this bad from good? Are you going to do it like Donald Duck? That just sounds like you're really trying to fucking put out shit.
I am.
Yeah. In often records on the loo.
Yeah.
My name is Declan.
And I'm Quacklin.
Hey.
Yep.
There's not even an L in your name. Why? Quacklan.
Quackden,
maybe.
Quackden.
Or just, didn't you used to have Donald Duck as your, as your, like, profile picture or something?
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
Ages ago. Aiden went through, I might have mentioned it before, Aiden went through his weird Instagram. Not weird, it's not that the phase was weird, but he did, like, weird names and things. So,
Dill Pickle,
Lisa Simpson.
Dill Pickle. I don't know if I was called Donald Duck, but I definitely had Donald Duck as my picture.
Yeah, I think that was, like, one of the older ones as well. It was like the OGs, because that's what I remember. So I remember seeing that and then Dolan and thinking Dolan Duck, like the
the fucking
was
meme.
It Dolan Dark? The meme person. Anyway, yeah. Doesn't matter. Point is, today we're going to be looking at Howard the Duck. Yes, that one. Baby. The film from the 80s. Hence all the quacking shenanigans. Quackananigans?
Quackananigans.
Shenanigans? Something. Anyway, Aiden, before we get into what is quacking this week, why don't you tell us what is shrekking this week?
What is shrekking this week? Sorry, hang on. No, let me just like
Shrek more topical.
What is quacking this week? this is... This is an article from Swim Swam. And
Whoa.
The headline is Swimming's Top 10 Tweets. Which swimmer is going to wear the Shrek Crocs on the podium?
Okay.
It's fucking
weird when it said Swimming's Top 10 Tweets, because that makes me think that somehow the act of swimming itself has a Twitter account, or has a account on the website formerly known as Twitter.
You're not far off. Welcome back to another edition of Swimming's Top 10 Tweets. Maybe because some things in the air since it's New York Fashion Week, a majority of the content is fashion related, from swimming caps to accessories to shoes. If you care about swimming style, this week is for you. And they've just listed 10 tweets vaguely related to swimming.
That's
this
fine.
Is like the fucking strangest article I've ever seen.
Wait, so are any of them actually related to Shrek as well?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's up to you. I mean, some of them are like just dead.
Nah, and we only care about the Shrek one.
Yeah, we only care about the Shrek one. I mean, there's one with, it's that, is it Surfs Up with the chicken that surfs?
What, you mean the penguin?
No, but like it, as a character, there's a chicken that surfs and he's like,
oh, sorry. Yeah, true. Yeah, you're right.
There's one of the tweets, it got number 6 on the charts. Not bad, but it's some guy's got a towel with that guy on it. And it says, cowboy hats are so in right now. I don't know.
I just Googled the chicken as well. I forgot about this guy. Chicken Joe is his name.
Chicken Joe. Yeah, Chicken Joe. It's just a towel with that on it. Most of them are quite boring.
Yeah.
There's a pair of shoes. this is good. So number 4 it's a pair of running shoes that are covered in jewels, like glittery jewel things. I think it's from the World Athletics Championships. And then someone's replied to it being like, "Hey Speedo, like at Speedo, how do I get a swim cap like this?" And that's number 4. And then number three is the response from Speedo to that tweet, which they haven't included in the article. It's just a link to it, which doesn't work.
Oh man, they were really like, I get paid by the word, but it doesn't matter.
Number two, which is, this is a travesty. Number two is, so Croc, it's the tweet that Crocs announced that they're doing a Shrek collab, the Shrek Shock.
The Shrock,
which we've covered. Someone's responded to it, which just said, which swimmer is strolling onto the podium with these on? And that's it. And that's number it. Two. That is number
nobody
two.
Even, did no, nobody even say me?
No. It's got three likes.
Three likes.
That's number man. Two. And number one is it's a picture of the USA swimming team, and it just says, we've been waiting for you all summer, and we're so excited you're finally here. And that is number one.
Who are they
one.
Talking to?
I don't know.
The water?
If they've quoted it. It's like, in quotes, we've been waiting right. for you all summer long, and we're so finally. But I don't know what that's in. Are they talking about the swimmers? Is that a just quote the, from something?
It's just the water. They've yeah. been waiting for a large body of water for a long time. They finally found one.
But yeah, that's what's shocking this week. An article from SwimSwam, the most confusing news article. It's literally everything is related to swimming. And if I want, I can sign up to the newsletter to get my top 10 swimming tweets of the week.
Brilliant.
So you might have to bear with me while I just type in my email.
Yeah, read it out loud and your password
and my social security number.
Yeah, the three digits on the back. Yeah, of your, on your back of the card. Well, as I said, Shrekking aside, this week we are looking at. My brain always gets confused between either saying this week we'll be looking at, or this week we watched, and I always end up saying something like, this week we're going to be watching, or this week we are watching this thing. And I'm like, no, we have watched it, and now we're going to talk about it. So this week, we have watched and will be watching. And are currently watching
right Howard now. I'm watching it on my phone.
Yeah, I'm living it. That's right. No, we watched this on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Bezos. I thought that this film would be on Disney Plus initially. I looked it up to see if it was on Disney Plus because he is technically a Marvel character, right?
It depends on who has
the rights and stuff. It's like Sony has the sole rights for like Spider-Man on screen and certain elements of things because of Marvel selling it to them back then, right? So obviously Marvel sold the rights to potentially George Lucas because he's the executive producer on this.
Yeah, I saw his name pop up in the credits. Like, you know, they do the obligatory 1980s shots pan of through New York. Where is this?
Cleveland?
Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah. But they just show you New York anyway because nobody outside of America knows any different. Just like, oh, that's New York. I'm like, dude, that's Cleveland. I'm like,
same thing.
Looks like New York. But exactly. And they show all the different things at the beginning. And when it popped up, that's my first note, basically. Just me going, the fuck, George Lucas is on
this?
Yeah,
literally.
And that's not even like long after Star Wars either. Because that was like 70-something. And then I don't remember the exact dates for the original trilogies. So I guess he was just like producing shit at the time.
He really fell off.
It really fell off, before, you know, but like way back. But anyway, so I thought it was going to be on Disney Plus, but I guess that Disney just don't want to bring this back. They're like, you can keep it. We don't need it on our service, to be honest.
But it's interesting because when you go through the credits, Marvel Comics or like Marvel Studios or anything Marvel, there's nothing. There's no mention of it being a Marvel title or anything.
Like, yeah.
It's, which made me wonder, and like I try to look into it in terms of like what, where it came from and stuff. I read through the Wikipedia article and it wasn't very helpful. Because it's like, I feel like it's one of those ones that it's technically a Marvel character because the comic was acquired by Marvel. You know what I mean? Like, so like he first turned
Wait,
up in.
Are you saying that it is the case or you're thinking that?
I think that's just the case. But it doesn't really explain it. Because he first showed up in a Man-Thing comic.
Right.
Which I'm 60% sure was like by a different publisher that was acquired by Marvel. But I don't know. And I don't know the timing on that either. So maybe it was, but by the time Howard the Duck came about, it was technically a Marvel comic. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't get what this character is, who he is, like where how he fits into the MCU. I think what we can deduce from this is this is without a shadow of a doubt the first film in the MCU.
It is the first film. Yeah, this is fully MCU canon. Yeah. I mean, with the whole idea of, you know, all the multiple timelines and the multiverse and all this kind of stuff, this is MCU canon. We've seen different versions of Howard the Duck a couple of times in cameo form, sort of, in a couple of the other things. And there's talk about, like, you know, will we get him in a bigger role or whatever and blah, blah, but, I mean, who knows?
Well, we already have.
I mean, just looking on this about the production, it does say that the film was optioned by Universal Studios after a partnership with Marvel Comics. So right. I think that they were like...
Yeah, at the time of the film, for sure, I guess.
At the time of the film. But again, I think that they were just literally like... It's not like now where Marvel will either make it themselves or... You know,
Sony have the rights.
Sony have the rights, but then they make it and blah, blah, whatever. This was literally just like Marvel Comics didn't have any sort of cinematic presence as such. So then they were just like, yeah, sure, like make this thing if you want.
I guess this would have been around the time that Marvel were like almost go bankrupt, right? Or is this...
No, this is before.
Slightly before, this is before that.
I don't know exactly how this they is were the doing reason. At that point. But yeah, this movie was the reason. Because it does say, like, while several TV adaptations of Marvel characters were aired, this is the first theatrical release since the Captain America serial of 1944. So, but yeah, I mean, fucking hell, right? Anyway.
let's get into it. Oh yeah, shit,
So we watched this on Amazon Prime, which describes this as from executive producer George Lucas and Marvel... Oh, fuck it, it says here, and Marvel Comics. I guess just... From executive producer George Lucas and Marvel Comics comes this hilarious comedy about a fast-talking, cigar-chomping, beer-loving duck from a parallel universe who crashes to Earth. Well, not really from a parallel universe, though.
No.
Not with the way they explain it. He's just from a different planet somewhere else in the universe.
Well, so they do...
They're kind of mixing, like, theories.
Yeah, because... All right, fuck it, just briefly. At the start, they do, like, a voiceover monologue thing. And it's talking about, like, alternate dimensions and realities and stuff. So the implication is that he is from a different universe where ducks are the, you know... Ducks are humans and humans are ducks, I guess. But then later on, they're like, oh no, he's just come from a different planet. So who fucking knows? Anyway, it was made in 1986. Fuck me. Directed by Willard Hyuk. That's how it's pronounced.
I mean, Come on, that's literally Goofy.
H-U-Y-C-K. If that ain't...
Yeah, literally.
It stars Leah Thompson. Fuck it out. I can't believe
she's famous,
Leah
right?
Thompson. Yeah, she was in Back to the Future.
Yes, that's that's where I recognize her from. Yeah. I know that face.
Jeffrey Jones, Tim Robbins.
Wait, was Back to the Future before this?
Yes.
When was that? That was like
1982, maybe 93.
Yeah. Damn. So Back to the Future, you know, that set her up. And then she could get onto the big leagues. I was going to say, that gets her onto the big leagues. Films. Howard the Duck.
So Leah Thompson, Jeffrey Jones, Steve Buscemi, Tim Roberts, Ed Gale, Chip Zine, and Tim Ross. I looked at the credits. There's about 16 people credited as Howard the Duck.
Oh.
Because I think it's... I think you got the voice... You've got the guy in the suit. The guy in the suit.
Yeah.
I believe that's Ed Gale. Tim Rose, actually, I think his name is. I think he's the puppeteer because he's got Star Wars credits, but I'm not 100% sure. And then there's
Lucas was like, I know this guy will make a good duck.
Yeah.
He's done puppeteer work for me. He's made alien faces. He'll be a good duck. And then he's like, I can't believe you've let me down.
It has 4.7 out of 10 on IMDb. It's got 13% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Woo!
And only 28 metal crickets liked it. It had a budget.
However, Ryusa pointed this out when we were looking at it on Amazon. I don't know how these Amazon reviews
work. Fucked, man.
But on Amazon, it has 4 out of 5 stars.
Everything has 4 out of 5 stars on Amazon. Every single Twilight film has 4 out of 5.
I don't know whether it's just because, with Amazon, they're like, well, we want people to watch it, so we'll just make it like a good star rating. You know what I mean?
I guess so. I don't know. They're
it's got 4.5 stars out of 5. And then with 5,300 reviews, and then immediately next to it says IMDb 4.7.
Yeah. So I had a budget of $37 million and made $37 million.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Yeah, I mean, baby. Obviously, didn't make it back with marketing. Would they even have bothered marketing this movie?
Probably. I imagine so.
I imagine they would have.
George Lucas, Universal.
Yeah. That's all they need to slap on the front.
Yeah. Let's fucking get into it. This is visually horrible.
Yeah.
It's fucking God, that duck is vile. It's just you probably have seen this. You probably are aware of Howard the Duck and what the fucking puppet slash suit looks like. But it's just, every time you look at him, you're like, oh my God, that's like, it's just horrid. It's bad in every single way. It looks aesthetically bad because it's just jarring to the eye. He's got like skin. Yeah. He's got like fucking eyelids, human skin around his eyes, but everything else is weird duck.
And just these like super like wide staring eyes.
It's upsetting to look at. And also, from a fucking like design standpoint, it's awful. He just looks shit. The costume shit. The puppet shit.
That's what you get for 37 million.
It's bad. It's so bad the way he looks.
I'm trying to find a good, like, photo to send this to you before I tell you this. Because there's something that I sort of... Oh, perfect. Do you know what? I'm going to use this one.
Okay, he's currently sending me a photo.
Yes, so let me just send this. So you can see this photo of... I just send it before I check that I'm definitely sending it to you.
Oh my God.
So you got this photo of Howard the Duck, right? fucking awful.
I forgot. Now, what if I told you? I had a picture in my head of what he looked like, yeah. And now you've sent me a picture, and it's much worse than I had in my head. The film I watched now, just under an hour ago.
What if I told you that at some point in the movie, I turned around to her and I was like, he kind of looks like Macaulay Culkin. Tell me I'm wrong. He does.
He looks uncannily like Macaulay Culkin. Oh my god, and the specific picture you've sent me is jarring. It's like for like.
That was perfect. That was the perfect one to send.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Yeah, so sorry, I forgot to say Macaulay Culkin stars as Howard the Duck. Jesus,
bro, I just searched it up, and there's an article that says fan casting Macaulay Culkin as Howard the Duck. There's no way. Is that for the same reason?
Oh my god.
Did people actually? I'm gonna send. Nobody else can see this. I'm just gonna send you this image of Macaulay Culkin so it could be side by side, so that you can just see it.
Oh my god. Just Google Howard the Duck and in one tab, and Google Macaulay Culkin in the other. Hot damn, is it the same person?
It just works. It just works. There's some weird castings. What is this website? It's like, oh, it's called MyCast, so it's probably literally
like people vote
whether they. It's just called MyCast.com.
Oh, right, okay.
But, people are literally like, you vote as to whether you agree or disagree as someone like in a fan casting for someone. And this is for like voice though. But they're like fucking votes on here like Mark Wahlberg, Tom Cruise.
For Howard the Duck?
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville.
Oh my god. This is so weird.
But yeah, no, he has an uncanny resemblance to Macaulay Culkin.
It's good. That's good.
And
stuff.
I think that thought kept me going through.
That it's just Macaulay Culkin in this.
There was a point, and I'll tell you when we get there, there was a point in this movie that I did start falling asleep. And then I kind of woke myself up a bit, and we were at a different, not too far point in the movie from where I fell asleep. I didn't really fall asleep. I was just kind of like closing my eyes, you know.
Yeah, it's
a long movie.
It's long. It's almost 2 hours long. So and for a 2-hour film, not much happens, I'll be honest. So the film starts. The premise is, right, so Howard the Duck is just chilling in his apartment.
Duck world.
In Duck World, we see like loads of duck characters, whatever. And then
duck titties.
Oh yeah, yeah. I could send you that now. Fuck it.
Oh no.
That was gonna be my next point.
You said about a bath before I watched it, you were like, oh yeah, the thing in the bath.
Oh then, yeah. I
yeah. So I was waiting for a bath to appear, and when this happened, I was like, oh, I get it now.
So
but wait, is that a woman's knees? Look
yeah,
at that
they
picture,
or is it the flippers?
Maybe it's just the flippers. I thought that was just like they didn't bother to put. They just put the top
it's just
part
the hot
of the costume
top
on
half,
someone.
Yeah.
So then it's just her actual knees in the bath.
It might be, you know.
It might be,
but
knows? They were like, flippers.
Ah, fuck it. But oh my god, I shouldn't have sent that to you because now I'm just staring at them. but
proper bolt on bloody duck titties.
But for context, he just suddenly gets like there's a big ray beam or whatever, and he just like gets pulled through buildings into a big asshole in
portal
the sky.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it just so he's flying through these different apartments, and then he flies through this one where it's like, I say woman in the bath, but it's a duck a female duck, which is just Macaulay Culkin, Howard the Duck.
With, I know, now with that you tits, see it.
With it's tits.
Just Macaulay Culkin duck with tits.
They've made, like, weird, like, just paper mache white, like, literally the color white tits with pink nipples. It's so horrific.
But this is,
I was like,
the thing is, but ducks lay eggs. So,
yeah!
Does this mean... But does this... Mammals that have titties have live birth? So what,
I guess they have
what does that
live
mean?
Birth.
Does
I guess
duck,
so.
But, no, because when Howard the Duck... like, later on at some point, when they're talking about eggs or something, and he's like... They say something about an egg or something, and he says about how it reminds him of his birthday or something like that, because he's saying about him being... like born from an egg. The fucking cover art is egg with his beak sticking through with a cigar in it.
Maybe so it's purely
they definitely
sexual.
Birth from eggs, so I'm guessing that the titties are just cosmetic and sexual.
Or no, if you get birth from the egg, just because you get birth from egg doesn't mean that you can't have milk.
Best of both worlds.
They evolved to do both. Exactly. I mean, right, I mean, he does say that they've lost, like, the gods taken away their flight or whatever. I can't remember the line, but it's like, God took away our ability to fly or some shit like that. So they've clearly evolved to be more humanoid than a duck is.
Yeah.
So... Maybe they
God
do.
God was like, look, I'll take the wings, but you can have some titties.
And the ducks are like, yes, thank you, God.
They're like, it's a fair trade, I suppose.
But yeah, he just gets fucking, like, with no warning, with no context, he gets, like, sucked into our world, and he's just like...
Yeah. Through space, as
through
well.
Through space...
So So
either
I guess
the
beam provides him with oxygen, or he is just, like, chill in space.
Maybe he's just chill in space. But yeah, so he lands on Earth into, like, some creepy, like, crack alley. And just, like, he sees people, and he's, like, not as freaked out as he should be. Like, because this is just his world. Completely the same as his world, but instead of ducks, it's humans. So, like, not only
and they're
is...
they're all huge as well. They're all, like, twice his size.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, what's going on? Not,
Yeah.
And then
immediate
the
brain
same,
shut down.
The same can be said for literally anyone that sees him. They're like, oh, it's a bloody duck. That's weird.
You do have a lot of... you do have a lot of people who are like, what the fuck is that? Like, am I high? There's one bit where he walks out of a building, like a science building, and a woman that's walking in goes, and fucking like, steps to one side and moves out the way. Yeah. See, you have a couple of those, but generally, like, the main characters, they're just like either excited or they're initially a bit like, what the fuck? And then they're just chill with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which honestly, respect.
Yeah, respect, I suppose.
You've got to be adaptable, you know?
But, I mean, then the whole thing... So then he comes across a bar and somehow meets Leah Thompson.
Oh, it's literally because... I mean, if we... So, if we're going to do just a super, super quick synopsis, the idea is that he got sucked down to Earth, they want to send him back... But then the big machine that they used it again before they got him there. And and it turns out that that they used it again and brought back some other thing, like
the
some
dark
demon.
Overlord or whatever.
Yeah, the Dark Overlord. The most like generic kind of... it's probably from a comic or something, but they bring some evil in that... wants to destroy the world and bring more of his brethren back with him. So then he wants to use the woman, the only woman in the thing, wants to use her as another host and bring all the evil ones in, and they have to stop him. And that's just kind of like the thing. For a 2-hour movie, like, they kind of get into that stuff like a bit later. They don't get into that actual sort of, because you're kind of like, what's like the,
what's happening?
What's the thing that they have to do? Like, is this just going to be like an E.T. get him home kind of deal? Or is there going to be something? I was like, surely something else has come with him, or like, you know, he's got a, because I thought, isn't there something like he's like a detective in the comics or something?
Yeah, I thought he was a detective.
Right, isn't that a thing? But I guess this was like before he becomes established. Because, spoiler alert, he ends up kind of being stuck in our world. And that's just that. Like, he doesn't go back home.
That's that. And he's like, oh, I'm all right with it.
Which we'll get to. But it's kind of, I was like, well, can't they just remake the machine? But so, likewise, I don't understand. But anyway, yes. So he meets the woman. And dare I say, we'll get to it. The love interest. That's
My
the
fucking Christ.
Love interest of this movie.
Most of my notes
what was her name?
Are about.
Lea Michele?
Lea Thompson.
Sorry, Michelle? I don't know where I got Michelle. Thompson, yeah. So it's literally because he's like running from one thing to another, trying to, because he's like, what the fuck is this? And there's people everywhere and they're throwing him around and he's comically, you know, getting thrown into a bin and then all sorts of stuff. So he's in a bin in an alley and then she's walking home after a gig and she gets jumped by these two guys, and then Howard the Duck just like gets out of the bin that he was in and beats the guys up
and saves her. I guess he said he has duck foo, and I was like,
quack foo they called it.
Oh, quack foo. But, and I was like, is he just like saying that shit? But brother's got some moves.
100%. He does have moves though, yeah.
So I was like, damn, I guess he wasn't lying.
Well, because the thing is with him, he is one-liners. That's like, it's that thing where all he does is speak in one-liners. He calls people toots, and like he kind of acts like he's a, you know, he's a gangster from the, he's a New York gangster. Honey, toots. which is why I thought they were going to go with the detective side of things, but I guess they decided not to do that like straight away. The whole thing where he's like quack foo and stuff like that, I think is just, he does a bunch of duck puns now and then, and he does other puns and things. And I just assumed that was just like, haha, quack foo instead of kung fu.
I guess
both words have a k sound kind of in them. Kind of.
It's just shit. It's just.
But immediately, as soon as I saw that woman walking down the alley, I was like, fuck off.
Yeah. Literally.
The moment I saw her walking down, I was like, there's no fucking way that she's going to fuck that duck.
I was like, she's going to fuck that duck. She's going to fuck that duck.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah, as part of me saying there's no way, obviously, is like, they're going to do it. But surely not. You know what I mean? Like, surely they're not going to, especially with the way he looks.
I know, like, he's fucking vile.
It's fucking awful.
And that's not a dig at Macaulay Culkin. That's a dig at this fucking duck. But, it's just fucking weird. There's not much to say apart from specific, like, moments in the film. Because, you get, for like, over an hour, it's just them going like,
what do we do with this duck?
You're a duck. And he's like, yep. And then, we've worked out how to get you home. Oh no, there's an evil guy that's possessed a character we've just introduced.
And also the machine blew up, so I guess like it when they're like, "Oh, we can get you home," and then they go to the facility, but the machine has blown up, and then they find that guy who's been taken over by this demon.
Yeah.
It's a slow, they don't know at first, but then I was like, "What?" When you see the machine later, it's fine. So they just wait for a bit and the other guys fixed it up. But I'm pretty sure the machine was like an illegal operation going on because they weren't supposed to be doing it, right?
Well, they kept being like, oh, we don't have authorization to research this. And I was like, then why the fuck are you doing it? Like, why did you agree to this? I don't know.
In the name of science.
Oh, but so weird.
We got to bring in those ducks.
So then, yeah, they go around with the evil guy because they're like, well, we got to get this guy home now as well. And then the evil guy's like, I'm going to bring more evil guys. And they're like, no, don't. And then they do a brief 5-minute fight at the very end of the film. And then he's like, I've won. And then Howard the Duck's like, nah. And he's like, yeah, you got me.
My name is Howard the Duck. He doesn't do that.
But, he may as well.
He may as well.
Goddamn well.
Might have been better if he did. They also, one thing I did actually find quite funny was the idea that this guy, when they find that guy, so they're like, we can get you home, Howard. They get there. They're like, why is there no security? This is weird. The machine has like blown up and one of the scientist guys they'd spoken to before, he's got the fucking like tan / burn marks on his skin where he had goggles on and he's like taken them off. And he's looking like he's literally seen an explosion and he's all disoriented and stuff and whatever. And then as they're driving with him and as they're sort of going on a journey with him, I think initially to like escape the cops or something, but as they're doing that stuff, he's like, oh, I don't feel well, something's wrong, and then just suddenly says, there's something inside me that's what was the phrase he used? I've got it. That's changing and superseding my insides. And I was like, damn, bro. All right. That is a scientist. If I've ever seen one, he knows. But what I found quite comical with that is the idea that when he gets possessed, like literally taken over, that poor fucking guy just disappears. And this demon clearly takes the reins in his head.
He goes from, like, don't worry, Howard, we'll save you, to, hey, Howard, I'm gonna fucking kill you, Howard.
What's the fucking, like,
not put it on his head. And Lil Wayne.
He was possessed by the spirit of Lil Wayne.
When I was 4 years old, I shot myself.
Oh, that would have been such a better film. He's driving along and he's like, I can feel Lil Wayne superseding my insides, changing me from the inside out.
Oh, man. I'm going to put the word up and I'll fucking drop it in.
But I just love the fact that he's like, he looks awful. His skin is like peeling. He looks gaunt. And he's literally saying to them, like, I am a demon from the seventh circle of hell, and I'm going to destroy the planet. And they're looking at him and they're like, man, yeah, he's not looking good. Like, something's up. They're not suspecting it in a way that, like, it's not like they don't. They're just looking at him and being like, oh, man. Poor guy is feeling rough. Like, he's not. And he's literally saying, they're like, I will bring this earth to its knees. And they're like, do you want, like, lunch?
Yeah, yeah. You want to go get breakfast? But yes. And then, it's generic. He turns into the big disgusting thing, and then they fight him and they win.
Which looked cool, like,
ish. It had that classic,
it had that Jason and the Argonauts. Like superimposed stop motiony feel.
Yeah, I always like it. Always looks terrible, but I always also like it. It's like,
yeah, I always find it really freaky. Stuff.
Yeah, but
I like the design. Is what I'm saying. I like the design.
Yeah, the design was good. Yeah,
he's all freaky 100%. And creepy and shit.
100%. But yeah, so stuff
let's
I want to get
them
into.
Mean.
Yeah, let's talk about them wanting to fuck because Well, first off, there's like this bar fight, and this was like the only moment I was like, I like that. Yeah, because, Leah Thompson's in a band, and they're not doing very well. And I was like, well, if you're playing at this, Yeah, and if you're playing in this seedy, disgusting crack den, then, like, what do you expect? But, so, they're supposedly not doing very well, or the manager keeps taking their money. So, Howard the Duck, he's like, finds out about this, so he goes to talk to the manager, and he's like, hey, give them their money, and I'll be their manager as well. And he's like, no! So, they have a big bar fight. And these three grown men are engaged with a fight with a duck, and he wins because he's got quack foo. But at one point, Howard's getting like slid along the top of the bar, and then he like looks back to the bartender, and the bartender just hands him a bottle to fucking whack the
guy. Oh yeah, I love that bit.
I was like, this bartender don't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, get him.
Yeah, because the waitress later on, like, somebody's like, oh, shit, they're fighting. And she's like, yeah, we get some bar fights in here sometimes. Like, it's all good. It drives business or whatever. I literally have a note in here that was all capitals, just, he just bottled that guy.
Yeah,
it's
man.
So funny. Because they are, they're having a bar fight, and he just turns around. The man's like, yeah, here you go. And he just takes it and fucking cracks the guy in the back of the head with a bottle.
Oh, it's good stuff. It's funny stuff.
It is. But I think before that, we have it where it's the first night that he spent at the lady's house. What's her name? I don't remember what her name is in this. But
don't know. Michelle.
Let's call it Michelle, because I don't know why where that name came from before.
Yeah.
But, so he is at her house, because he has nowhere else to go, and the streets are rough, and whatever. And he goes to sleep on, like, this kind of windowsill thing with a couple cushions. And while he's sleeping, she looks through his wallet and finds, like, there's pictures of him and his duck family, and, like, cards for, like, stuff, which is... It's that thing where I'm like, okay, in his world, everything, like, names of companies and stuff are, like, duck puns and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't have that as, like, human puns and stuff here. Like, wouldn't that be weird to the ducks? You know what I mean? Because to them, it's just normal. They're all, like, evolved from ducks. But she's going through that. And then she finds not just a condom, but a condom that's, like, out of the packet. I mean, it's a tiny... He is a duck. It's a very small one. But he is a duck, I guess. But, like, out of the... Just a fucking loose
just
condom.
Loose.
Just picking up that lint. There's no...
like, maybe there's, that's you know how I mean? They like, come in the duck world.
No.
They got lint all over their bodies, bro.
Bro, that's so rank. That's so rough. But she did... The fact that she's looking through that she picks the fucking condom out, she's like, Howard. I'm like, what? I'd be like... I mean, I'd be like, oh, I touched that. Oh, God. Oh, fuck me. That's gross.
She's like, Howard fucks.
No, he doesn't. It's an open condom. What are you talking about? That's collecting dust, dude. Although we know that he does, because in the beginning, he's got, like, answer phone messages, and there's just some random, like, it obviously be like a woman duck, because this is a duck world. In his house. And she's like, ooh, Howard, I was having a dream that you were, well,
fucking me.
Let's just say, well, no, I mean, but she's like, I can't say what you were doing, but if you come round, then maybe we can show you in person or whatever. So, like, this guy's just getting, he's getting action left, right, and center. And he's just sat down watching TV, like, God, it's a hard life.
But, look, we need to talk about the second or third night. Because she's, like, they're stressing about, I don't know, something. And she's like, Howard, come to bed and watch... And she's wearing essentially nothing. And she's like, Howard, come to bed. What, like, let's watch David Letterman or something. And then she's like... Letterman. I think that's what they say.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. But, like, she's, like, she's climbing into bed so you can see
in a way
ass,
that nobody
basically.
Does. Yeah. It's that thing of, like, hey, come to bed. But yeah. She's like fucking like cat crawling across the bed with her little her little undies on.
Yeah.
But while she's doing that as well, Howard is like, it like cuts to his freakish face and he's like,
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He says the line, I'm starting to see the appeal of the, like, the female ape race or whatever he fucking says. And I was like, them, like, bruh.
They evolved from apes.
Yeah, I was like, because there's
earlier when he tries to get a job and there's like this. It's a, what do you call it? It's like a recruitment agency, like company or whatever, like a job center. It's a job center.
Yeah.
And the woman that's talking to him, she's this big woman. She's like, oh, you can't get out of getting a job by making yourself look all crazy and shit. Like, I know your type. I'm going to find you a fucking job and you're not going to live off benefits and bum off the system, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She turns around to go and pick something up and it's just, you just see a shot of her ass. In this, she's got like some big dress on, this big ass, and he's looking at her ass, and he's like, And then he goes, and then she's like still bent over, and we get like a different shot of like the side on view, and he goes, and he goes to like bite her, but she turns around and puts like an envelope in his mouth, so he goes, and bites the envelope instead, and I was like, he was just gonna, what the fuck, he's a duck, and he's just
wilding,
like,
bro, he's like, hey, this ain't
too.
Yeah, well, he's not. He's like, I'm not from this planet. I can fucking do whatever I want.
Yeah,
but so back to that fucking bedroom scene, yes, right?
The bedroom
scene. She's like, they're in bed, and he's like, Howard wants to fuck,
bro.
At first,
fucking, he's so, got the riz dialed.
He's got
11.
The riz, so he's like,
the duck riz,
you know. Why don't you give me a little kissy before bed and maybe suck my cloaca or whatever?
Cloaca! Oh, no.
You know, they call it screwing for a reason.
It's like, you ever heard of venting?
And she's like, and he's like, baby, come get some action. And she's like, oh, yeah, you want some of this, do you? And I was like, wait a minute. I was literally pausing it like, no, hang on, wait a minute.
No. Honestly, me and Raisa, I can't remember if we were still eating at that point, because we were eating while we were watching it. But I remember sitting up, and both of us looking at each other like, nah. They're not gonna. No.
Because it's such a standard thing to be like, you know, like fucking B movie, and whenever it's like a humanoid animal and then just like the love interest, and then they give themselves that look and they're like, nah, we can't.
Yeah,
but this is like, because she's like, oh yeah, you fucking want some? And then she like sticks her hand like, it's like rubbing his belly, but I was like, is she fucking giving him a hand job? She's
rubbing his belly.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. And then Howard's like, he's like, no, I was just joking. What you doing? I'm nervous. And I was like, nah, bro's got stuck in stage fright. He ain't handled this before. He doesn't know what to do. And then she was like, she goes, oh, just, she's like, oh, Howie, I was just screwing around. I was only joking. I was like, there ain't no way. That's not a joke.
She doesn't, because, she does say that afterwards, but she, like, tries to convince him. He's doing all of his smooth talking. And look, gotta say, guy has riz. He's doing all this, and then she kind of brings that same energy back and is like, what are you saying? What are you? And then he kind of makes it serious, and he's like, I mean, why couldn't we give it a go? Like, he says that.
Yeah, and yeah, he does.
Yeah, and then she's like, yeah, okay. And he's like, whoa, no. I don't know about this. And she literally goes to take, I don't know why I'm miming it, because you can't see me, but she goes to take her, she's literally got like a tonic, so she's just got like underwear on, and then just like a loose, little like top, that, like crop top kind of thing, and just goes to like pull it off. And he stops her, like, partway through.
Yeah, she's going to do it. And she's like,
she was literally there. She was joking. There, ready. And he was
bro
like,
could have had it all. He could have had it all.
He's like, you know, I'm corkscrewed, right?
Oh, my God. But even then, right? They're just like, I mean, after that, I was like, I just don't know what to say.
That kind of
finished me off.
Wild. She finished him off too. She gives him like a kiss on the hideous beak.
She's like, all right, a good night kiss then. And I thought it was just going to be like a, but it was like a
climb on top of him. Yeah.
And he was like, my corkscrew is ready for some.
Oh, no.
It's ready pop to some pop that cork, if you know what I'm saying. <That's>
it's just shenanigans from there, right?
Just shenanigans. Right at the end of the film, though. I don't know if you would have seen this, because they do the thing of, they do a musical number at the end, and the credits play. So, did you click off then? Did you click off as soon as you physically could?
Once it hit the credits, I probably did.
Yeah, because, right, the credits sort of end. Well, it's not like a end of credits. It's like the credits end and then the song ends, but it doesn't cut to black straight away. She goes up to Howard and she's like, oh, Howie, you're the best manager ever. And he's like, hey, I'm the best around or whatever. And then they're like, they're like about to kiss. And I was like, they fucking got together. I'm fully convinced they get together.
There's no conspiracy. It is 100%. No, they actually did. Because there's a point when like, so there's one bit as well that I've got a note for in here. When, once they've got the weird demon guy with them and they're sat in a fucking diner, trying to figure out their next move, and they're eating some food, which is funny because when they order the special, it comes with eggs and he's like horrified. For some reason, like they just have some, he gets into some beef with some guys that appear in the diner, and it ends up where like everyone in the diner, other than the demon possessed guy, like still being possessed. So he's kind of in this weird state. And then the love interest woman, literally everybody there, cooks and everyone included, for some reason are like lynch mobbing Howard and strapping him down to a table and
they're gonna cook him
seasoning because they're gonna kill him and cook him. It's super fucking weird.
And I was like, yeah, but like it's not just a duck running around. This is a humanoid looking thing.
He's talking.
This is basically cannibalism. This is borderline. Yeah. This is fucking like, borderline, bro.
Yeah, but like they're doing all this stuff, and then when they're carrying him off, she is trying to stop them, and she shouts, "He's my boyfriend!"
Oh,
But like, it's not like they never discuss this, but he doesn't say like, no." So she says that, like, or she says like, "Put my boyfriend down," something like that, and they all stop and look at her, like everyone goes silent, and then one of the guys goes, "That's fucking disgusting." Yeah.
She goes, "He's my boyfriend," but I thought that was just to, like, that's just to get them to stop.
Well, but
that's
but
not like, her going, "We're together," and how?
Well, no,
like,
sure, but then
we're together.
But then later
are
on,
we?
When he's, but then later on, when he's her like manager or whatever, and they're doing their musical number at the end, and he joins them, they kiss on stage.
They do kiss on stage. Yeah, yeah. And I was
but like you kind of, I think you just generally get the impression like
they're fucking.
Because the whole song is about Howard the Duck, and she says about how The whole song is literally he's Howard the Duck and then says something about like
his dick is shot an arrow small straight. If you go by length, but he because it's reason. A corkscrew, it's actually very long. He screws me around. No, we twist and twist and twist.
No. You get to get a repeat of that as the end the outro song.
Yeah, we'll do the full version.
Yeah. I can't even remember what I was going to say. That's fucking... yeah, no, because she's singing the song, and then one of the lyrics is literally like something like, he shot an arrow through my heart or something like that. So they're like, they're obviously...
Some... No.
Oh, no. No. Screws me like a wine bottle.
No.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much like all of my notes. I think
same.
I kind of fell asleep, but I drifted in and out of like a couple bits. Then they were like suddenly, I don't even know how they got in the plane. They have a bit where they're like running away from the police and like Howard's in a biplane and the other guy, they've got this other guy who's sort of with them half the time. Who's like, what's he called? It's like a assistant scientist person, like a research assistant, something like that. And he's in the plane with Howard. Again, I don't have any context for this, but there's a bit where he is like hanging, because he kind of gets thrown out of the thing slightly. Howard doesn't realize, and he's like doing that thing where the biplane is like skimming along the water, and he's like, yeah, this is great. And then the guy is hanging from the biplane, his face like half underwater, and he's getting hit by the... And I was like, bro, his face would be like stripped away against that water at those speeds. He's getting like not is faster than like a speedboat or anything, and he's just got water like that's like a fucking...
It's like waterboarding to extreme. Like this guy's like done.
Yeah, it's literally like a power hose to his face, just being dragged through the water.
Oh, it's good stuff.
But yeah, it's just this whole film is just...
It's a fever dream. It's a complete fever dream.
Sex, ducks, and... Sex, drugs, and duck rolls?
Yeah. Sex, Quakers, and duck tits.
Oh, no.
It did make me horny. I will say that.
That's why it took you so long to get on for the episode.
I was like, give me 5 minutes.
Let me tell you something.
But yeah, that's about everything. Next week, we are doing, drum roll, please. Big film. Yeah. Are you sat down? Yeah. Big film for it.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hoodwinked 2!
Yeah, baby!
That's almost I intended that that drum roll.
Yeah.
and I had it up to begin with. Yeah, Hoodwinked 2.
Wait, did you play one?
No.
Okay.
No, I just heard you do it.
Okay, cool. Oh, you're doing a bit. See,
I was doing a bit. It's hard to do bits when you're on Discord.
Yeah, I didn't know whether you played one at the same time as I did the drum roll, and I wanted to make sure that you were aware that I did a drum roll.
No, I was aware, and yours was lovely. Well done.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I feel validated, and it's good to validate people's feelings, okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did good, buddy. You did
all right,
great,
don't ever do it.
Buddy. Really good stuff.
don't
fucking asshole. But yeah, if you want to keep up to date, we're on Vine and Instagram.
Oh God, Vine,
Twitter,
imagine.
X, TikTok. Do you
x.com
x.tiktok?
We're on Instagram and TikTok. Yeah.
Oh sweet, yeah. I always forget TikTok.
It's an easy one to just put up there. We put very minimal effort into posting
everything.
Stuff. So.
Literally everything we put minimal effort into.
Hell yeah. It's the way to be, man. Like, if you want to sit here and count views and shit.
Yeah, fuck it. If you want to help out the show, give us a 5-star review or tell a friend that
we immediately go to asking for reviews. We're not in for the clout, but please give us a 5-star review. I think we are at, last time I looked, by the way, I will double check to see if it has since changed.
10 followers? Damn!
Where?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, wait, it has changed. Dude, we have 6 5-star reviews.
6?
Yeah, it was 5 when I last looked.
Yeah, is this on Spotify? Because,
yeah, it's on Spotify, yeah.
I apologize, but we still can't read any reviews on Spotify, so...
I don't think there... No, there isn't a way to... I think you just do a star. You don't do a review, you just do a star.
Here's me never reviewing anything. I don't think I've reviewed our own podcast.
With it's because I like, thoroughly tried to search on Spotify to see if there's a way to, like, leave more or, like, find a review or whatever, but as far as I can see, you can just give it a star rating and then that's right. It. I might have accidentally done it on my account, so one of them might be me, but...
I'm doing it
because
right
I was
there.
Trying to figure out how it worked.
I'll give it a 1-star.
No, don't do it. We're on a perfect streak.
Oh, I have already done it. So two of those
two of them are us.
But as always, we'll leave you with... now, give me 2 seconds.
Oh, he's going to get it this time.
AI was, baby.
It's now, where, before we get...
We'll do
the thingy first and then, yeah.
It's where we pit up... Deeks is loyal to Inspirobot because we used to do inspirational quotes from Inspirobot, which is a random image with a random quote slapped on top of it. Until one day I was like, these aren't funny anymore. So I found ImageFlip, which generates random memes. And they were funny. And then we started counting them and putting them up against each other. And as soon as we did that, Inspirobot became funny and ImageFlip became shit.
I believed in the heart of the cards, and I feel that I was rewarded. So,
okay. Fuck you.
Yeah, there we go. I was waiting for those 2 words, those sweet words.
You may have noticed over the past few weeks, if you've been
we know that you're diligent.
Chronological order, that the scores have been a bit fucked. That we counted, or we didn't. How would it work? Yeah, so we did our Inspirobot. No, we did our AI war. Sorry for FNAF, but we didn't add the score, and that is because we recorded FNAF like. Last week for us, but a few weeks back for you. So we didn't tell you what the score was. So this one, but Deegs won that one. I went back and checked. So
pretty sure. Oh, you checked. Nice.
I checked. So now, the score would have been 1918, but it's actually 2018 because... Because Deegs got that point. And I will also say that we had a big discussion about this prior to recording about how we fucked it up and, did it even matter? And I'll also preference... Yes. Well, no, because I'll also preference that I forgot we've done this before where we've recorded a film, but then, then we recorded a film that had come out, so we fucked about the order, and we didn't even notice.
But I don't think we were counting score at that point.
We were. We've done this before. It was
really?
With fucking... where's my list gone? Ah, oh, fuck. I had it up earlier. I can't remember.
Surely...
We've done this before. And
surely
we just...
it technically then works out if we kept the points...
No, it works out anyway, because the one we record...
All of the points were still kept.
Yeah. I don't, minus the point if we're... I just keep adding the total. So this is the most up-to-date episode that we've done. So therefore, 2018 is the most up-to-date score.
Yeah.
Henceforth, it didn't matter. But
no,
anyway.
We had this big conversation. But what's funny is that we were both arguing the same point without realizing it. So we were sending voice notes back and forth where we were just like, yeah, but that's not how it worked. I was trying to explain that, like, that we needed to add on a point, but I didn't say it like that. All I said when I looked back at it, what I realized that I said was just, oh, but it's the episodes that come out after Freddy's aren't going to be right because they missed the point that we put on from Freddy's. And then Aiden was like, it doesn't matter though. It's going to work out. Nobody cares. But it's because both of us were saying without saying that we'll just add it on this episode.
Yeah.
Well, and then Aiden also said that it doesn't matter. And I said, it absolutely does fucking matter because I'm winning. 2018, baby.
But yeah, I think for all of that, you have to go first.
Oh, nice.
I can't remember now, who went first last time.
Yeah, I had two Inspirobots that I was going to choose between. But I can only do one. And I think I'm going to go with this one. And I'll just show you the other one later, because I don't think it's maybe enough to leave for next week. So I've got a nice kind of view from a train carriage. And this is like an overground train. In fact, it looks like a real, not even like cross country. Like this train's one you take. I mean, across the country, but like you're going through some, like, there's some proper hills. It looks like you're almost going through some mountains and shit. So you got like a real fog kind of blocking your further view, but you can see the sides of the mountain. You can see all the greenery and all this kind of stuff through the window. You can see a little bit inside the carriage as well. This person isn't sat in the seat window side. They're sat aisle side by the positioning of the camera, so you know, you can see some nice things on the inside of the train there as well. And you have almost like a title in the middle and a little bit of text underneath, and the title says tourists, and then the text underneath says, you can resurrect them, you can believe them, but you can never fondle them. You gotta respect the tourists,
dude. Yeah,
you know,
you can resurrect them.
Resum,
you can believe in them,
yeah,
but just never fondle them. The
no
locals,
touchy.
That's a different story.
Yeah, if you're a tourist. No, wait, no, wait, wait, wait. What if it's not a title and it's it's addressing them? It's like, hey, tourists, when you get there, you can resurrect them and you can believe in them, but you can never fondle them. You know, bloody tourists be.
Bloody tourists. All right, mine is, what's the name of that meme? It's the little kid, third world skeptical kid is what they call it. It's the little kid, like, rubbing his hands together with his eyebrows raised. You know the one? He's like, so you're telling me?
Okay, right. yeah.
But you know what Molly is, don't you?
The drug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, because otherwise this doesn't work.
Yeah. You know who Molly is, right?
So it's the kid. He's rubbing his hands together and he's saying to this help worker, so you're telling me there isn't any more of that Molly?
No, don't do drugs, kid. Okay, yeah, I understand which one you're talking about.
You're telling me there isn't any more of that.
No, yeah. that's sad.
No, it's good. Send you the other one. That was
what
bit,
if I tell you what though? That's why punctuation is incredible, because fucking why? That one's no, I'm not going to say that on here.
I had another one, which I deliberately didn't say because it was a bit over the line.
but where he's saying, so you're telling me, if there was a little comma after that, then it'd be more wholesome. And clearly the woman he's talking to is named Molly. And he's just saying, so you're telling me there isn't any more of that, Molly.
Nah. He's fully on the empty.
He's drugged up.
is fully on that E.
This 9-year-old kid.
I think I should win.
Yeah, I think that one goes to you.
Yours wasn't
as sad
bad.
As that one. It wasn't bad. I'll show you the other one I was going to do. I don't know whether I'll say it. I don't know whether I'll tell anyone else or if I'll just show you.
I'll just read it. One man's self-medication, another man's crucifixion. Fuck it up.
The reason I found it funny is just because it's like a guy doing a kickflip on a fucking like BMX. I feel like it was Whoa! The comedy of the visuals.
Yeah,
like,
it is. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I should have done that one, I think. Just like one man's self-medication. Another man's crucifixion, and he's like, pew! And
he's like doing BMX, a fucking like, tail whip.
His tail whip, that's it, tail whip with his BMX.
Oh, that's good. But you didn't, and I got the point.
I didn't do it. I feel like it would have won, because you really reacted to that. So
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Look, you win some, you win some, you win some, you lose some.
You win some when you're 2 points ahead and you let me have it, I feel.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, and if Aiden gets too far ahead, I'll throw him to French and German Aiden. The wolves.
But yeah, as always, we'll leave you. So, which Taylor Swift song should be karaoke this week?
No. We're not doing... No, we said... Do you know what? I tabbed onto the... I need a browser extension. It didn't work.
Fuck. We had a watch together. I was going to play this karaoke.
So before we started, we always take ages to start because we'll just be chatting and catching up and stuff. And I put a little watch together on to show him some random funny clips. And he was like, just stay in this watch together. Don't go anywhere. And as I was like clearing up some of my tabs, getting ready for the end of the episode, I saw the watch together. And I was like, fucker is going to do something.
I thought it'd be nice if we sang together.
No, but you can sing the, what was that? Howard the Duck song?
Well, I'll do it. All right, so this is the Howard the Duck song played over Taylor Swift 22 karaoke version played through my phone.
Sake.
We have to listen to
it. Good night, everyone.
No, we're going to sit through the advert. Good night, New York.
The advert? I'm not sitting through the advert.
He's got a Quaker, put it in me. It's a corkscrew.
It's legitimately Discord is censoring any word that you say that you're like, he's gonna put it in. And it just cuts the other bits off. So I can't even hear what it is.
Maybe I'm just censoring myself.
Oh, maybe
because
you're
it's
doing
so
it.
Vile. I don't know about you. We're gonna fuck that duck.
I can't hear it.
All right. Bye.
Oh, bye.